At 10 with the latest BBC News for Surrey, I'm Tom Philpott. Officials dealing with the sinkholes that appeared in Godstone a few months ago said it could take several more months to make repairs and to get the road fully reopened. Surrey County Council say a major part of the project is about reconnecting gas, electricity, water and telecoms. Mike Crane is a Tandridge District Councillor for Godstone who says businesses have been suffering still.
In the last 24 hours, we're working with Surrey again to arrange another public meeting, probably in the first week of June, where residents should hopefully have sight of a detailed project plan from Surrey County Council with timescales, so everybody has a much better understanding of how long this is going to take.
A haemophiliac from Surrey who was infected with contaminated blood at his school near Alton says survivors should be compensated quickly. Steve Nichols, who lives near Farnham, went to Tree Law School because of its specialist support for children with haemophilia. Many pupils who contracted hepatitis, HIV or CJD from infected blood brought in from America have died. The Infected Blood Inquiry is holding hearings this week about the speed and adequacy of the government's response to compensation.
Whoever was left would fight and fight and fight. And we've done that, yeah. I speak on the shoulders of 80 dead boys. You know, we are representing them and their families to try and achieve justice.
Pakistan's National Security Committee has been discussing a series of missile attacks by India overnight. Delhi said its strikes are a response to the killing of 26 Indian civilians by Islamist militants last month. It said it destroyed 9 sites linked to terrorist groups. Pakistan says at least 26 civilians have been killed and dozens more injured in India's attacks. 133 cardinals from around the world are attending a mass in St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican as they prepare to start the secretive process of electing a new pope. From this afternoon, they'll be locked away to cast their votes until one candidate wins a two-thirds majority. Now to sport, where AFC Whiteleaf chairman and manager Kelly Waters says he's so proud to be getting his club ready to walk out at Wembley for the first time ever. The combined counties club were only reformed in 2021 and will face Kent side Whitstable Town in Sunday's FA Vars final.
It must be a dream come true for everyone, I'm sure. But yeah, I can remember watching like Arsenal Man U at Wembley in FA Cups and kicking a ball against the garage on the estate as a kid playing Wembley, and you watch it and you hold it up there in your dreams, don't you? And you think, never going to play there. Certainly didn't expect to coach or manage there. And now we get to do that on Sunday.
And now for the weather. And today is expected to remain dry and settled throughout the day. After hazy sunshine in the morning, it will turn fairly cloudy before sunny spells return and highs of 14 to 17 Celsius. Tonight will continue mostly settled with gentle winds. Patchy cloud and clear spells can be expected, however an isolated shower cannot be completely ruled out. Tomorrow morning, areas of high cloud will result in hazy sunshine for some. The afternoon will see a few patches of lower cloud develop, but most areas will remain dry and sunny. For an update anytime, you can ask your smart speaker to play BBC News for Surrey. BBC Radio Surrey.